Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
Welcome to the podcast today. My name is Chris Crane, and I have a very special guest with me in the studio. This is Pastor Eli Smith, who is also not only a pastor, but a police officer here in Birmingham, and we're so grateful to have you on the podcast today.
It's an honor to be here. So glad to be here. Every time I come, I enjoy it. It's such a treat to be here.
Well, we thank you. And a part of your ministry, it's a kingdom concept that you've developed, and that's helping churches with security and making sure that we're ready for this fallen world that we're called to serve in and all the issues that come with it. So, Pastor Eli, I was thinking about just the average church has an office going on during the week. Some do, a lot do. And just keeping that piece of property secure, I wonder if you had some rules of thumb that we could keep in mind just to keep our facilities safe.
Yes, I believe that security is a high priority, and the number one thing that we all can do as individuals is also follow what I consider some house rules for a safety protocol. Or, for instance, the number one thing that we all can do whenever we arrive to a property, whatever location that be, is always remember to lock our doors, because that is inviting to anyone that wants to do something in a criminal aspect that invites them to that property. Because once they get there, a lot of criminals now, once they're surfing a parking area, they pull on doors to see the opportunity to, you know, commit a crime. Another thing that is good is to never leave valuables unattended or unsecured. Keep all purses, wallets, keys, and other valuable items with you at all times. Always lock them in a drawer or a closet if you cannot have them on your person at that time. Another thing is always, when you leave an office area, is to lock your office or any unoccupied area in the facility, because if you lock it, you know that no one's behind that door once you come back into that location or in that specific area. It is secure because you have already locked that area, even if you're leaving for a moment. I think sometimes we don't realize that criminals are opportunists. They are looking for that opportunity, for that moment, to make a split decision on if they want to commit an act of crime or an act of violence. So I think that's important. Another thing I would suggest is, whenever you have people in and out of a facility, always check the identity of any strangers who are in your office space. Always offer them assistance and ask them who they are or who they're visiting. Ask them if you can help them find the person and who they're looking for, and make them feel comfortable, make them feel inviting. Don't create a hostile atmosphere. And I think a good thing a lot of us need to remember is, if we can, and if it's accessible for us to do, is to have a sign in at our entrance, wherever our point of access of entrance, and have visitor stickers or visitor cards or visitor pins to be able to identify the visitors that we've made contact with that are inside of our facilities. And another thing that I also would like to point at is, a lot of us, we're all independent, and we all move throughout our days, generally without letting people know, you know, what we're doing or where we are. But I think it's very important that we let someone know where you'll be at all times, whether you're coming in late to work, or whether you're working late, or you're going to be in the mailroom, or you're going to lunch, or you're going to the bathroom, or you're going to a meeting in another area in the facility. And people ask, why is that important? Number one, medical personnel if something happens to you medically, if you are in the restroom for over an hour and no one knows where you are, that could potentially save your life. I think that's very important to know that. So just not knowing where you are to babysit you, but for an accountability for a potential of saving your life in a medical crisis. Another thing is, I wanted to discuss this. It is very important that we pay attention to detail. If we bring personal items from home, it's very important that we mark our personal items with our initials, our names, so that we will never mix up something that someone with ill will or intent would like to replace with something that may be poisonous, something that may be dangerous, something that may be hazardous. So it's important that we mark our coffee cups, our radios, even if we have a calculator. It's important that we mark those things to know that whatever we have in our facility, we know that is ours, and that if something is replaced, we know that that's not ours and we can identify those small things like that. Another thing is if you find a weapon or any drugs or any illegal items on the facility property, it is important that you immediately separate yourself from that and call your local law enforcement to handle whatever that dangerous instrument or illegal item may be. So that is important. Another thing we should do is always be discreet when we're taking vacations. I think a lot of times we're so comfortable and we're so excited about traveling abroad that sometimes we are too public about expressing what we're doing in real time. And so sometimes that gives burglars and intruders and people that want to commit crime an opportunity to commit a crime in an unoccupied area where they're free and have liberty to take their time and commit the crime in the fullness that they desire to do that. So it's important that we remain discreet and we post those things when we're back. And we also keep our coworkers accountable when they go on vacations to do those same things, and also be very cautious in going in restrooms. Attackers can hide in stalls and in corners. And also, if last but not least, if you're working late, always create a buddy system. For walking to the parking lot, always create a buddy system on when we're leaving. Never try to leave alone, but always leave with someone with you if it's at all possible, or someone on the phone with you. And always park in lighted areas of the parking lot so that people can see you as you are exiting the facility.
Well, this is very helpful information, Pastor Eli, because I know so many in the Birmingham Metro and others who listen to the podcast, they have church offices that operate throughout the week, and sometimes there are particularly vulnerable people, volunteers, maybe ladies, others who come and go, and just to have these ground rules is so important. Just a couple of incidents I can think of. We hear so many stories because we have so many churches interact here with our ministry. Choir rooms left unlocked with ladies' purses during worship services. I've heard of, criminals, robbers coming in, burglarizing, taking the things from the choir room. Certainly in just greeting areas where there are receptionists, somebody will come in and distract the receptionist and then take a purse or take some valuable from the church office. I've had that story. Of course, we've unfortunately in Birmingham seen some violent situations. And that is always heartening when we hear about those who are hurt or God forbid, shot, you know, in an empty church building with just a small staff or a small group there. So any final words that you think would be helpful to those who operate office facilities in their church that would help them to stay safe? Anything else, Pastor?
Number one, if you see something, say something. No matter how small, minute, or how big you believe that a situation or an occurrence is, always, if you see something, say something. And number two, never become complacent in the security plan. Always stay on top of it. And I believe that training for staff and volunteers is always necessary, either monthly or quarterly, to stay on top of things, because when you don't train on things regularly, you lose them. And so that is important that we remember that when we're in an office space or we're in a worship place and we have a security team, is that we're continuing to exercise our right to secure a location so that we can continue the work of the Lord.
Fantastic. Well, I know Pastor Eli has a 90-minute introduction to church security course that he could do for your congregation. And I've sat through that course twice. It is fantastic material that will help your church and help your staff and leadership get a grip on what you need for security. And Pastor Eli, being a pastor and a very experienced police officer who's been through some very difficult circumstances and has taken a lot of wisdom from all of those, he can bring that wisdom and experience to bear for your congregation, and I highly endorse him to come and share with your congregation. So thank you so much for listening today to the Undivided Podcast, and we want you and your church to be safe as you do God's kingdom work.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.